Chapter 25, Section 4. Foreign Policy After the Cold War. Before you read. In the last section, you learned about some of the social issues Americans faced in the 1980s. In this section, you will see how American foreign policy changed after the Cold War. The Cold War ends. What ended the Cold War? In March 1985, Mikhail Gorbachev became the leader of the Soviet Union. He started talks with the United States to lessen Cold War tensions. Gorbachev thought this would allow the Soviets to cut their military spending. It would also let them reform their economy. Gorbachev supported glasnost, openness in discussing social problems, and perestroika, economic restructuring in the Soviet Union. He let private citizens own land. He also allowed more free speech and held free elections. Talks led to the INF Treaty, Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. Reagan and Gorbachev signed the treaty in December 1987. The Senate ratified it in May 1988. The weakness of the economy and Gorbachev's reforms led to the collapse of the Soviet Union. All the republics that were in the Soviet Union became independent nations. Then they formed a loose confederation called the Commonwealth of Independent States. The collapse of the Soviet Union ended the Cold War. In January 1993, Russia and the United States signed the START II Treaty. This treaty cut both nations' nuclear weapons by 75%. Communists were knocked from power throughout Eastern Europe. Germany reunited. Other Eastern European nations enacted democratic reforms. Students in China demanded freedom of speech. In April 1989, protesters held marches to voice their demands. The marches grew into large demonstrations in Beijing's Tiananmen Square. The Chinese military crushed the protesters. Soldiers killed hundreds of them and arrested others. People all over the world watched these actions. They were upset by what they saw. Question 1. What events in the Soviet Union led to the end of the Cold War? Central American and Caribbean policy. How did the United States act towards its neighbors? In 1979, Sandinista rebels overthrew the Nicaraguan government. President Carter sent aid, as did the Soviet Union and Cuba. In 1981, President Reagan charged that the Sandinista government was communist. He supported the Contras, a group trying to defeat the Sandinistas. After years of conflict, a peace agreement was signed, and free elections were held in 1990. Reagan sent U.S. troops to Grenada in 1983. He feared its government had ties with Cuba. The U.S. troops overthrew the pro-Cuban government. They set up a pro-American government in its place. In 1989, President Bush sent more than 20,000 U.S. troops to Panama. He wanted to overthrow Panamanian dictator Manuel Noriega. He also wanted to arrest him for drug trafficking. Noriega was taken by the American military. They took him to Miami. He was tried, convicted, and sentenced to 40 years in prison. Question 2. How did the United States influence affairs in Grenada? Middle East trouble spots. How did the United States act toward the Middle East? In 1983, terrorists linked to Iran took some Americans hostage in Lebanon. Reagan condemned Iran. He called on U.S. allies not to sell Iran weapons for its war against Iraq. 3 years later, the American people found out that Reagan was breaking his own policy. Some of his staff had sold missiles to Iran. They were trying to free the hostages in Lebanon. Also, some of the profits from the sale were sent to the Contras in Nicaragua. These illegal activities were called the Iran-Contra Affair. In the summer of 1987, Congress investigated Iran-Contra. Some of Reagan's staff were convicted of crimes in the scandal. In 1992, President Bush pardoned some of these people. In 1990, Iraq invaded Kuwait. On January 16, 1991, with the support of Congress and the United Nations, President Bush launched Operation Desert Storm to fight Iraq and to free Kuwait. The United States and its allies staged airstrikes against Iraq. On February 23, they also launched a ground attack. On February 28, President Bush announced a ceasefire. The Persian Gulf War was over. Kuwait was freed. Question 3. What was the purpose of Operation Desert Storm?